So now let's look ahead to the weekend in Philadelphia with Katie Culinary. Katie, I've been watching the proceedings in New York City all day. I'm tired. Is the Pope going to have energy to come here tomorrow?
Well, those who work closely with him and follow his papacy say that he has a really good way of kind of, you know, taking naps, scheduling naps during his visits to make sure that he can keep his energy up. But I have to say, I'm really shocked at how he's just gone from one event to the next. And he doesn't seem to tire of meeting people. That seems to give him more energy. It's unbelievable.
So when is he scheduled to touch down at Philly International?
So he arrives at Philadelphia International Airport tomorrow morning at 9:30, and he goes straight to the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul to celebrate Mass. That's one of the smaller events that he's going to have while he's here. There's going to be about 1,600 people, mostly sisters, brothers, men and women, religious people from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and others who were able to score a ticket, officials who organized the World Meeting of Families. And then he's going to head to Independence Mall later the afternoon around 4:45 for a speech on immigration. And then he finishes the day with the Festival of Families on the Ben Franklin Parkway. That's the big concert with Aretha Franklin and Andrea Bocelli and the whole all-star lineup.
Now, what do we know at this juncture about what he might talk about during that speech on Independence Mall?
The topic of that speech, we've been told, is religious freedom and immigration. And the immigration policy expert with the U.S. Conference of Bishops was quoted in the Inquirer the other day as saying that this is going to be the sleeper of his American visit, as in this actually is going to be possibly even more important than his speech to Congress, his speech to the U.N., and all these other events that have gotten a lot of press in the months leading up to this visit. And there's a lot of anticipation around the country, especially in Philadelphia, for what he's going to say, because immigration, as you know, is a really controversial topic. But it's clear that the Catholic Church around the world needs immigrants. The Catholic population in America has been kept from shrinking because of its welcoming of foreign-born people from Vietnam, from Latin America. They've really kind of kept the numbers of faithful in America strong. Father Bruce Lewandowski is the head of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia's Office for Cultural Ministries, and he's really clear on what he wants Pope Francis to say in that speech tomorrow.
To hear him say to people, I love you, God loves you, you're special, you're important. Then I think the Pope should say, all right, to the U.S. government, get moving. 11 million plus people need you to act now.
So, Katie, that pretty much takes us through Saturday evening. Was the Pope able to secure a hotel room for overnight accommodations?
That's a good question. I don't think he'll be staying in a hotel. It's tradition that the Pope stays with whoever the Archbishop is of the area. So he's likely to be staying at Borromeo Seminary with Archbishop Charles Chaput.
Hopefully a good night's sleep, because it's a full Sunday ahead as well.
It definitely is. So at 9:15 on Sunday morning, he starts with a meeting with bishops at the seminary, and then at 11, he is off to Kern Frumhold Correctional Facility. That's the city's largest prison, where he's going to be meeting with about 100 inmates and 18 family members. And that's one of the most intimate venues that he has on this trip. Then at 4 o'clock, it's the big papal mass on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, wrapping up the World Meeting of Families. And then at 7 o'clock, he visits with some of those organizers from the World Meeting, and then he takes off back to Rome. And that's a wrap on this huge papal visit that we've been covering for months, it seems.
And then we will be left with the memories and the impressions of this amazing period of time in Philadelphia.
Right. And questions about what this visit is, the kind of lasting impact that this visit is going to have on the Catholic Church, on people in the region and across the country.
And of course, logistics have been put into place to hopefully make sure that things go smoothly. And with that, let's catch up with WHYY's Tom McDonald, joining us from the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Tom.
Hi, Dave.
Walking through Center City today, it was very calm, very quiet. It's hard to believe that 24 hours from now it will be very different.
Depends on where you are walking, Dave. I mean, in downtown, a lot of places were very, very tranquil. You almost saw a tumbleweed on Market Street. But if you went to some of the areas along the Francis Festival Zone, you had to go through a magnetometer. That's because the security is starting to tighten up. And as the evening progresses, it's going to get even more tightened up as the traffic box will come into effect at about 10 o'clock tonight.
And that traffic box will bring further restrictions at its tightest tomorrow. Do you anticipate very slow going, almost gridlock?
First of all, you can get out of the traffic box, but you cannot get into the traffic box. So if you're already in, you can stay in and move around.
How about for pedestrians?
Pedestrians, it's basically free rein, except in the areas where there are magnetometers. That's the City Hall area out to the Mass area and the Festival of Families area at the Art Museum, also right outside your front window on Independence Hall.
Now, many of the events are ticketed, although I've seen Jumbotron screens throughout. Is it thought that just about everybody who wants to at least see the Pope on a big screen will be able to do so?
Absolutely. There is 40 big screens total scattered throughout the Center City area, and it seems like everywhere you turn, there's another screen that is showing the papal events.
Tom, I understand on hand earlier today at the Convention Center, Governor Tom Wolf, who will be part of the festivities as well.
That's right, Dave. The governor is very important to the events that are happening tomorrow at Independence Hall. He's very excited about his participation in the event.
This Pope, I think, espouses values of fairness, of justice, of openness, things that I think are so important to the values of Pennsylvania. So it's important that we give him the respect that he deserves, because I think we're also thereby giving respect not just to him as a person, but to those very values that are important to all of us as Pennsylvanians.
And Tom, I know you'll be out and about throughout the weekend.
It's going to be a very busy one, and just about everybody that we have on staff is going to be out and about, Dave.
Be safe. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave.